Laura Gonzalez attended the vigil. She was born in Ciudad Juarez, but grew up in El Paso.
We used to take a streetcar back and forth. You didn't have to even show your papers. You didn't need anything because it was a friendly open border. And I remember going every weekend to visit my grandparents.
She says her memories of El Paso have always been positive.
One of sharing, one of community, one of a bicultural experience that you really didn't even need to think about.
She's now lived in the Rio Grande Valley for more than a decade. Today, she's holding a sign that reads, El Paso Strong. Gonzalez says she remembers being on a playground near the Walmart where the recent shooting took place. Gonzalez lives more than 700 miles away from El Paso, but she feels such a massacre could have happened here too.
So we all have a target on our backs. You know, unfortunately, it's because I look like this makes me a target. And before, when I was a child, I never thought that. I never even thought about that.
She says she and her family have had to change some of the things that they do.
The day after this horrible incident happened, my sister got out of the hospital, and so we were going to Target. And I told her, you know what, if something happens, meet me in the cosmetics. I mean, now we're even thinking about that.
Olga Fernandez is also from the Valley. She's a secretary at a local school district. She still feels traumatized after the shooting.
Every single step that I walk is going, turning my back, seeing who's in front of me, who has a backpack, who's walking strange, who's looking at me differently. I'm scared, and it's not who am I.
Fernandez was at a respite center in the Valley helping asylum-seeking migrants when she first heard about the shooting in El Paso.
I said, oh my God, maybe they're going to come over here, because if they're targeting Latinos, Hispanos, Mexicans, maybe they're going to come over here. I was in a panic mood.
Fernandez attended the McAllen vigil with her son. She says one thing the country needs to do moving forward is that parents need to talk to their kids.
And we have to teach our kids to respect every single one, no matter what. Color, race, the way they talk, the way they have their accent, the way everybody is the same. And we are here to live in harmony.
Dania Chavez is a strategist with La Unión del Pueblo Entero, who helped organize the vigil. She says her community needed to stand in solidarity with El Paso and to create a space for them to grieve.
We fight all the time, and we march, and we protest all the time. We needed to take the moment to be in silence, to cry, to pray, because mañana la lucha sigue. Tomorrow we'll continue with the fight. But today, we need to take a moment to take a step back and re-energize.
Chavez says one of the ways they'll continue to fight moving forward is to encourage people in the community to take action.
If the killing of this many people have not shaken you, what will? What would it take for people to go out and vote, to register to vote, to become U.S. citizens if they have the ability to do so?
People at the vigil also took time to remember Leo Campos and his wife Maribel, who both died in the El Paso shooting. Campos went to school in the Rio Grande Valley. Another vigil will be held this weekend in Brownsville. In McAllen, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.